is it? Ladies and gentlemen, once again, welcome to another episode of Wim Hof Wednesdays. I am so, so grateful for all you here. Without you, it would be just Mark and I, which will also be a great conversation. However, having your questions, having your insight, having your stories means a lot. So thank you all for being here. And for the people listening and this recording, we also appreciate you joining and being a part of this. Hopefully you can make it to one of our live events so you could also ask your great questions. Today, I would love to introduce one of my fellow partners in crime when we were in the master's module in Poland in September of 2021. Mark, I just want to share a quick story about Mark. Mark noticed that my blanket wasn't completely covering me before a Wim Hof session with Wim Hof guiding us, I think, that day. And he tucked me in. He tucked me in. Like he put his, like that. He was like, stiffened up his fingers and he tucked me in. This is just the kind of guy that is going to be speaking to us today. Someone who just genuinely cares and someone who has great questions and a thought process that I truly admire. And just to share a little bit about him, he delivers creativity and strategy for some of the world's most dynamic brands. Check him out. As an artist manager, he empowers creative entrepreneurs where intention, purpose, and performance are everything. This session today of Wim Hof Wednesday covers the simple steps to build courage, confidence, and exceed your ambitions. The title of today's talk, Mastering 2022, The Morning Routine That Makes Your Year. Please, everyone, if you can go to your screen where it says mute and unmute, I want you to unmute yourself as we give a huge round of applause for Mark Chalmers. Thank you so much, Mark, for being here. Thank you, my brother. Stage is yours.
Thank you very much. Right, I'm going to hit screen share and should be good. And then go to my first slide. Yeah, we're there. Like, great. Thanks very much. And so good to see so many friends, even my roommate, Bryn. So that's amazing. Didn't tuck you in enough, did I, Bryn? Yeah. So morning routine that makes your year. Now, I'm going to be intrigued, actually, about when we get to discussion about who has a morning routine, whether consciously or unconsciously. But it was through the morning routines, through interest in sort of morning routines, that I actually discovered Wim Hof. I used to work for Vice magazine, and it was during my time there that actually the Wim Hof the Iceman was filmed by Vice and published. But even then, back then, I didn't actually know there was a Wim Hof method. So this came later. And it was really about being purposeful throughout the day, looking at morning routines, and then kept hearing Wim Hof breathing, and then understood there was a method, dived into it, and that's why I'm here now. I'm going to start with a couple of just sort of observations and quotes. And this is quite apt. Either you run the day or the day runs you. I think we've probably all felt that. It's easy to get caught up. And I've always worked for brands. I've worked with artists and brands for years, but I've always worked with brands who want to be something or go somewhere. So I've always had a sort of job where an objective was key. And then add in some high pressure, you know, on the daily basis. And really, for doing what I was doing, I had to have a plan. And then this is something that caught my eye in our studies. And as Pavla knows, I've been getting further into breathing with Tim van der Vliet. And something I find really fascinating is, you know, we're all built of energy. And we're all built of atoms, essentially. And in 12 months, at the end of 2022, 98% of our atoms will have been renewed. So in a year from now, we're literally, physically, energetically, a new person. Yeah? So my thinking is we might as well have a say in who that person is. We might as well live in intention to where we want to be. And then this idea of morning routine is super simple, that you do something that's achievable each day and it compounds towards that end result, the end result that you want. So it's sort of, it's already laid out for us. We either run the day or it runs us. We can go with it, make decisions or not. So the sort of secret of this is actually to make it easy. A morning routine, a routine with intention. And I did have the little mindset, Wim Hof mindset logo in there before the little dart, but I hadn't read the, I need to study the branding guidelines better before I start playing with, you know, brands that aren't mine. Wins, I'd like to touch on this. Has anyone had any wins this week? I mean, I could already, or today, doesn't matter how big, how small they are. We can chip in. But I mean, already, if I write my day up now, this is about intention, about looking at things. If I write my day up now, which I will do later this evening, it's already a win to reconnect with you here now, you know, to have this sort of privilege. So I count that as a good thing. Something at lunch happened. Actually, I discovered a really good lunch place near me, small vegan dish. My partner Bianca absolutely loved it, told me about it. I found somewhere really good quality local. That's a win for me today. And then I also had an important meeting arranged in 2 weeks. It's like really good. So that, you know, I've had a, amongst all the stresses and strains, I can actually say I've had a really good day. And I, what I try and do is do 3 wins for a day. Does anyone else just hands up or chip in? Does anyone else sort of recollect their day in terms of wins?
I would call it more being grateful. My wife and I share our, in German called Dankbarkeit list, and we just share what we're grateful for. And it's very similar to what you're saying. It's just accumulating those positive moments that felt, sometimes they're superficial, sometimes they're really deep. And ultimately they make us go to sleep right before we go to sleep, and it just feels good.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Keeps away the bad dreams.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a priming. And many of these things are just like a daily training that we do. But that sort of priming and intention is key, forwards and backwards. So in terms of being able to do that regularly and achieve regularly and just sort of live on the positive side of life, we've got to turn up and make it easy. It isn't much more harder than that. And for anyone interested in habits, James Clear is quite famous for his book, Atomic Habits. BJ Fogg, I've got the book behind me. He's sort of the original doctor behind it. He's got a book called Tiny Habits. Making the bar low is super important. So for example, if you're trying to get into meditation, all you have to do is turn up and sit on your cushion. Yeah, if you want to go down the gym, you don't have to go into the gym. You just got to turn up at the gym, or you've got to put your running shoes on daily, type of thing. It really has to be achievable. Take one breath, do 1 minute meditation. But the important thing is, and that's why people talk about minimal morning routines. But some of the rules or the context that we're looking at here is there's always an action. And if we compound minimal activity every day, we win. Yeah, compounding is brilliant. Then there's intention. And when your thoughts and behaviors are aligned, you will change yourself. And I mean, everyone who's knowledgeable knows this and has said it, whether that was taken directly from Joe Dispenza. But, you know, it's exactly the same sort of words that Wim talks about. So that's why I wrote sort of credited to Mother Earth too. And then we've got action, intention, then physiology. And there's you know, this neurotransmitter in our body called dopamine. And it's the human condition that we want to move forward and we want to win and we want to be rewarded. It's our driver. So every day, if we combine physiology, physicality, and intention, is pretty much what we do with Wim Hof, which is breathing, cold, and mindset. There's simple steps that build courage, confidence, and exceed your ambitions, because in many ways, we are about getting comfortable with the uncomfortable. You know, each day, we're about renewing, making steps. So what I'm going to do now, this like looks like a lot of copy. It is. I'm not going to go through it in uber detail because I've got pictorial slides for each one, but I want you to know it's a reference, and I'm happy to share this deck afterwards. But I've written down my morning routine just on the left-hand side. I've given it a why and I've given it a how, and I'm going to take you through it. So it starts with getting up, okay? And I've just read recently that one of our reasons for chronic diseases these days, you know, with the advent of processed food and the way we live, is we're messing up our circadian rhythm. We're using screens late at night. We're not sort of behaving maybe as nature intended. So what I try and do is I try and get up and wake 6:30. I get up at 6:35 each day. That's my objective. And there are sort of time slots and windows for the perfect behavior. And for adults, for example, going to bed by 10 is the most important sleep time between 10 and 12. And it's a sleep time that, say, teenagers don't need, but adults do. So there's all this information. But I try and follow an early morning as 6:35 for me. Some people are earlier, some people are later. Mentally, 6:35 for me is better than 6:30. That's why I do it. This is something that Pavla will know because Tim's a big fan of this. Actually, these are arm swings and these are used in Qigong a lot. And I personally really like them. They're used in martial arts, but they're full body arm swings. You turn your upper body. And this is the first thing I do in the morning after getting up. I spend 2 to 5 minutes doing these. You're able to stack, you know, stack your ears above your shoulders above your hips above your knees and your ankles, so you can get good posture. And then with the swinging, you're essentially lubricating your spine. It's not hard, it's not aggressive, but it's your superhighway. And that's what I like to think of it. So you stack your posture and you activate. And we all know that good posture gives good mood, yeah? And that's called embodied cognition, when, you know, one sort of mental or physical behavior affects the other behavior, embodied cognition. So an easy start. Also starting on the swinging tip is Tibetan rites. This is what I do next. Minimum morning routine of 7, maximum, which is quite rare, of 21. Quick show of hands if anyone does the Tibetan rites. Not really. Okay. It's something. So this gentleman called Peter Kelder discovered these from Tibetans back in sort of 1948, I think. I've got the camera on not so well, but there's a book on this, and they're very simple exercises that sort of activate these what are called vortexes, psychic vortexes in your body. And what I did here, you can see my own little crib card. I just sketched it out, but there's 5 movements. It doesn't take very long, but they activate your body and in sort of key areas. Some are very familiar for those that do yoga. There's even the equivalent of a downward dog at the bottom. But it's a really simple, nice practice that you can operate with a few of, or you can round up to 21 of, and you can get it all done within 10 minutes. And something else with that is endurance style fitness, you know, rather than hardcore fitness in the morning is really good. You know, you maintain your recovery, and it compounds benefit. So everything is about doing something small and doing something regular, and actually you reap the rewards. Next up, after doing those, and so I've only been active sort of 10 minutes or so, I'll do some breathing. I do sometimes switch to some Tummo breathing, but my ideal scenario is to do 3 rounds of Wim Hof and then a 4th round with push-ups. So 3 rounds really focusing on quality breathing and retention. 4th round, I just like to get a little bit physical and see how it affects my body to be able to do push-ups. I do about 50 push-ups. If I've been regular, I do about 55. But it's, you know, we know the benefits from this, but what I want to bring into the discussion this morning, or what I want to bring into the topic now, is that 70% of waste is exhaled. Yeah, 70% is not defecated or anything, it's exhaled. Yeah, and 85% of weight loss is exhaled. So the idea of breathing and expelling the old and expelling the waste from your night's sleep is really positive for a great start to the day. Yeah, besides all the other brilliance this does. And it was particularly good, for example, to hear Matthias Cox and the new research confirming breathing as the ultimate in sort of health restoration in, you know, in the Wim Hof practice that we do. Next, I do meditation. I mean, this all sounds a lot, but actually it's all quite quick. 10 to 20 minutes. 20 minutes is what I really try and aim for. Absolutely love it. And this is a quote a yoga teacher of mine called Clive Sheridan shared with me that I've always sort of lived by and enjoyed, which is swim in the ocean, but don't get wet. And I think that that really describes meditation well in the way that I use it, to be sort of mindful and observant. But I find that it's a really good balance for the day. And again, it's a practice. Any meditation is good meditation, just through having done it and observing that there's the self and there's the mind. And with a bit of research, I understand that 12 minutes is optimum and practicing every day is optimum. I use a guided app. Some people just like to sit quietly or have other techniques, but I like Waking Up by Sam Harris, because I find it a very nice dry approach to meditation rather than anything that feels slightly self-help orientated. Next, cold shower every day without fail for me. I like it as much as I loathe it sometimes. The water's so cold here, I get head freezes. But, you know, we know that it's managed hormetic stress at the start of the day. We know the benefits, but it sort of makes you invincible for the day. And it really sets my mood up as well. Super positive. And here's another. I'm really intrigued who follows this. This has been mentioned in a few books. There's the famous commander who mentions this as something that you need to do. But I wrote here, love yourself and make your bed, because it's really something you do for you. But the sort of psychology behind it is it's a really simple thing to do well early in the day, and it's an achievement. And, you know, dopamine's our driver, and this is a hit. Next up, we're still in early in the day, we're still in these slow, I think they're delta waves, I'm not sure, someone will probably be able to correct me on that, with our brains. And it's the best part of the day to enter the flow state which actually breathing helps. Nitric oxide is a precursor to, nitrogen, isn't it? Is a precursor to flow. And this is journaling I do day and night. Might be hard to see, but in the 5-minute journal, it's easy. It's a little bit of a life hack because it lays it all out for you. You're able to say what you're grateful for, but also what would make today great. And actually, I do the great the day before so that I'm waking up and I already know what's going to be a successful day. And if you think about that, and that's been working in our subconscious, 95% of our mind overnight, you're already primed to succeed at what you want to succeed. So again, a really simple tool to know what you want to do the day before. The practice of counting the gains is life good. Life's good when your experience is good. And you can always have a good experience if you take a learning attitude. If you're a learner in any situation, you'll always have a good experience because you have to take something good from it. So that's why I write success starts the night before. What would make today great? 3 wins for the day, 3 wins for tomorrow. And it's important to have goals. It seems like a random image, but it relates back to my Vice days. If anyone hasn't seen this, it's hilarious, but which is when Vice went to North Korea and brought Dennis Rodman along, who met Kim Jong-un. And the irony here, and why I relate this to go beyond, is we need to have, you know, if you remember the beginning of my talk, I'm talking about a renewed person in 2022, the end of 2022. We've got to have dreams about that person and we've got to go big. And the little story behind something as crazy as this is with Vice, we were thinking, what should we do? You know, there's Kim Jong and then, you know, there's the North Korean regime. What's the craziest thing that we can do? And we were dreaming about stuff, thinking about stuff. And they were like, I know, who's the craziest guy out there? Let's bring Dennis Rodman in. Little did we know that Kim Jong was a massive NBA fan. Okay, and Kim Jong's dad. So Dennis Rodman was opened, you know, was welcomed with open arms. But the point is, we can have these crazy ideas and actually we can get to them. And who better to sort of let us know that than Wim himself, which, you know, is his primary role these days is motivating us to go big. To enjoy what we do, to embrace it, to bring everyone in, and essentially, you know, embrace and share the love. So to start to wrap up here, when we look back at all those activities that I'm doing, they all include some of the format of breath work, of cold and mindset. And then I wanted to show, so we don't actually have to look that far, but I wanted to show you how I tick this list off. I use things as one of my tools for working. And I just have a little tab, which is morning routine. And it's for my own fun and benefit that I add little emoticons to this just to make it more friendly. But really, I know that I'm playing here with dopamine. As I said earlier, it's our driver. Every time you do a little tick, you're getting the little hit. You want to achieve, you want to repeat, you want to do. So I have a list to remind me of the different things. I don't have to do them all. But it stops me thinking early. You know, it keeps me being. So I just do what I want from my list, tick things off, and I get the dopamine hit. And then for anyone who wants it, I've done a sort of a what, why, and how for each item, and then be really happy to talk about any of these, and then also hear anyone's parts of anyone's morning routine that helps themselves, because I'm always actually willing to learn. So that's me. Thank you.
Wow. Mark, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. I think everyone in here can agree that you brought this very important topic of morning routine into, Patrick mentioned how he can cry how good his morning routine was. And it's funny because it's exactly how I feel too. And I'm sure some other people too. And yeah, thank you so much. It really means a lot. Your images were great. Seeing Dennis Rahman up there made me giggle, but your organization was just on point. So thank you so much. This is the portion of the Wim Hof Wednesdays where we invite people for Q&A. And I do have a few questions, but I'd love for everyone else to have a chance before I interject always. So guys,
I've got one. Yeah,
please, Don.
Yeah, Mark, it's funny because I do a lot of the things that are on your list. And I start the night before. I try to have the same bedtime. I take a cold shower before I go to bed, and that just sets me up for the next morning. But my question had to do more about I use the Waking Up app every day. I love that thing. I do my Wim Hof breathing. I do some yoga stretching. I drink some water. But I just do them in a different order than you do. So it's really, order's not critical. It's just what works for you, right?
Yeah, I think so. I've been wondering about that because sometimes would you do breathing before meditation or not? And I sort of feel, I feel it's, none of this is majorly hardcore type of thing. So I actually think it's, I think it has to be what works for you, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, and Francisco's heard me say this a few times, but you know, mindset is so critical in terms of one of the outputs from the practicing the method. So I find by doing a few rounds before going into the Waking Up app, I'm really already into a kind of a accessing a deep meditative spot that just makes going into the app easier for me. Not easy. I mean, it'd be easy either way. I just enjoy the experience more, I think.
Nice. And how do you find cold shower before bed? That would wake me up almost.
No, I do two things. I take a cold shower and I do one after I'm in bed, eyes closed, lights off. I do one round of Wim Hof breathing. And within 2 minutes, I'm in a deep sleep. I mean, I just go straight into a deep sleep.
Lovely.
So, that's a great way to start my sleeping night.
Okay. Thank you. I'd like to try that.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, Don. I can't, I have never tried it at night, but I could see it possibly working.
Anyone else concerned about it, you know, dumping a bunch of adrenaline, but just ends up with that parasympathetic nervous system and I even can see my sleep coming on. I can see the texture and the darkness in my eyes change. Next thing I know, I'm asleep.
Nice. Yeah.
Thank you, Don. I'm like I said, I'm definitely going to give this a try. Anyone else have a question?
Yeah, Mark, you talked about the one thing you actually did the night before with that book.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that again?
Yeah, so the book, so basically the night before, what I do a few things, and actually it's almost another talk, which is about future self goals. But what I do is I ask myself, what would make tomorrow great? Yeah, three things. And normally they're based on my goals, which are sort of based on self, wealth, work. You know, try and make three things. So I already have an idea of what I want to achieve tomorrow. And they are also the three things that I do first thing in the morning. So I try and, it's called closed loops. I don't get involved. I try not to get involved in, I might scan email, but I don't start looking at it. I certainly don't look at social. I don't read the news. Yeah. You keep to closed loops. So you do things that have got a finite end to them. So three jobs that are important to you, not urgent. The urgent, there's always urgent stuff, but three things that are valuable to you that will get you towards where you want to go. Decide those the night before and do those first thing in the morning. That's the plan. And like, if we really expand on it, you decide what your goals are for the week, for the month, and for 90 days, for the quarter. Yeah.
Great stuff. I appreciate that. Definitely. I could see it having an effect. I'm going to try all of this stuff tonight, by the way, doing Don's and doing that, putting in some notes for tomorrow. And I have here from Matt Walsh. How do you keep your routine up and manage disruptions? And Matt, do you mean as far as having a 7-day streak and then getting interrupted, or just disruption in the morning where someone calls or something like that?
I mean, more like some event knocks you out of your normal routine, and how do you get it back after a month, 2 months of doing the same thing? Then suddenly it's just not possible for a couple of days.
Yeah, no, that's a really good question, because the point is to not create a scenario where you start beating yourself up. Okay, that's not the point. So I mean, I have to juggle my daughter, travel, etc. And I'm like, darling, what time do you need to get up in the morning? Okay, like this. And then I have to work back, you know, to get up like a lot earlier sometimes. But then that's where the minimum routine comes in and the maximum routine. So you write too. Yeah. So even if I sit down and do 5 minutes meditation or five breaths of meditation, I've done it. Provided I sit down, I've done it. And that's why arm swings could even be a minute. Press ups could be 10. And I think that's really important to actually write a minimum routine, because then you're not sort of, if you write the absolute minimum that you can do in 5 minutes, you can generally do 5 minutes and you will be able to win. Or you list five things of which you've achieved it if you do three, and then you can win. So the breathing, for example, it might be a different type of breathing that doesn't take as long, that if you're on public transport, you do quietly, or you're doing while you're waiting, or maybe you're doing box breathing while you're walking, or Buteyko while you're walking with long breath holds. So it is actually possible. You just have to acknowledge it. Yeah. So I hope that answers it. It's like, decide what a minimum one is, like a really silly minimum. And then you'll always achieve something. And then it still counts if you do it at different times in the day.
Yeah, I like that answer. Thank you. I wrote here in the chat, you know, sometimes flying on vacation, whether you're on a red eye or the fact that, you know, you just want to wake up with your friends or your family, whoever you're traveling with. Or I even wrote here like an event like Wim Hof Masters Module. And the last one I wrote here, getting sick. And the truly last one is another excuse. I mean, you said don't beat yourself up when you break the streak, but sometimes it's so hard to get back into it after, let's say, 7 days of Wim Hof Masters Module. Even though I tried to do it, I didn't knock out all. So you're saying having at least two or three to at least keep your dopamine running and where you don't beat yourself up is a good trick.
Yeah. But I think it's not about it's more about doing something every day and recognizing what you're doing than being critical to this. So when we were doing masters, for example, yes, I did manage to meditate, and we were already doing bullet breathing in the day, and it counts. It's not about creating, we don't need more rules, and we already have enough pressure, don't we? So it is about being kind to ourselves and sort of, it also doesn't matter if we do something later in the day or there's a moment. I think it's more about just being conscious but definitely being kind. And part of all of this is it's okay, isn't it? It's okay if things change a bit. It's okay if we miss a bit, you know, and sort of recognizing that not everything we eat is good for us, okay? But it's okay if we do a bit of that, and it's okay as long as we're conscious.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. If you don't mind me asking you, Patrick, what part of your morning routine that you used to do that you really want back in your life? And hopefully this podcast with Mark sharing can hopefully reignite that.
Or you, I would say, I would definitely say the breathing and the meditation. It doesn't have to be yoga like every day, but if it would be like two things, like as far as I understood Mark, I would say kind and conscious consistency is king. So that's like my quote for today. So I would rather start doing, if it's just one thing, even if it's just like 2 minutes of meditation, just to get going, to get some kind of a momentum. Because right now I feel I'm as far away from having a decent morning routine as possible. Like I'm getting up, I go to the toilet, having a shit while watching at the social media. That's absolutely like, I don't know, 0% of what I want for myself. Yeah. And that's the way I start my day right now.
Thank you so much for being vulnerable and honest. And you got to remember, you're not the only one. I think that's what I love the most about how much you just shared, because it's yeah. But the fact that you've did it before, it means it can be done again. And I think that, Mark, you really, I'm excited. I don't want this motivation to just be a short-lived dopamine rush, but something I can start tomorrow or tonight, for that case, with Don's tips.
Yeah. I think, Patrick, maybe the question to ask is, what would make a great day tomorrow? And a great day can also just be spending 5 minutes with yourself, whether that's having a drink in a little spot that catches the sun. You know, the bar can be good things don't have to be big things. They can be very achievable. So do something for yourself tomorrow. And that already makes it a great day. So that could be a starting point.
Yeah, I just made some notes. Like, I don't know, 5 minutes ago when you had the picture of Wim, I wrote down like, go big by choosing small things that matter. So it's really, it doesn't have to be super complicated.
No, it's better when it isn't. Yeah. Yeah. Good. But thanks for sharing how you're rolling into things, and we're all there at some point for sure. Yeah.
Awesome. We have room for one more question.
Christian's a man of routine. I know. I've seen Christian's routine.
You have.
I know too. It's he impressive. Was our Mark's roommate in Poland. So we know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shall we end with you, Christian?
Just a fun question, Mark. Why the baking soda and the water? I've heard about apple cider vinegar and salt. Is it the same? Does it have the same impact like salt to get your brain going, the baking soda and the morning water?
Yeah, I have to. It's a good question. It's something I'm trying. I'm not convinced on it yet. It's a little bit of an alkalizing aspect, but salt, rock salt in particular, has really good natural minerals, doesn't it? So I think they're different things, and actually rock salt in water is, I'm sure, better for you, but I've got some more research to read than this. I'm not convinced yet, because I actually think it's just better our bodies do most of this work. Our bodies work harder, and that's the way I'm thinking.
Okay. And maybe you can upgrade a little bit salt with sodium. It gets your brain going. And apple cider vinegar is good for your intestine. Kickstarts your metabolism. So maybe you can try this.
Yeah. Do write that and share it if you can. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Please. Well, guys, we have reached the end of our Wim Hof Wednesdays. We're about to approach the last minute. This has been another great session. I mean, Mark, you've given us some tips, not only opened up your morning routine, but we got to go back and forth with other people's And also, Patrick, thank you so much for sharing, because that's exactly how I've been living. And I keep blaming different things like vacation or my baby boy. How sad is that? I would blame my son for, oh, I didn't sleep well, so I didn't do my morning routine. But we do have the power. And I think, like you said, Mark, it's really important to love ourselves and make that bed. Give us a dopamine shot that just feels good. So small, tiny habits from the author. Who's the author that wrote Tiny Habits?
DJ Fogg.
Yeah, that to me is, I think, the biggest takeaway. And I know that other people got big takeaways here today too. So thank you, thank you, and thank you. And I know everyone else here is grateful. So just like we do every week, I would like for everyone to unmute themselves by pressing the microphone in the bottom left, unmute, and then grab your right hand and get your left hand, and then just bang them together. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
But before we close out, I do want to let everyone know that next week we're going to have Teresa, who's going to be sharing some of her findings in meditation as a yoga therapist and someone who's really into the cueing of meditation. I'm sure that everyone is passionate about the breathing part and how those words matter. She's going to be sharing that with us next week. So if you're here live, please join us. If you're watching the recording, please also join us or watch the recording. But just know that we are here to collaborate, to unite, and to make our community stronger. Because not only with these times of the pandemic, but we are right now 450 instructors. In next 3 months, we're going to be 350 more. And keeping this community alive is so important to not just Odin and I, who are doing our best to run this, but to everyone who's watching. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And come join the podcast. And Mark, just want to thank you again. And everyone, have a wonderful night. I hope you do your breathing, cold shower, and write what's going to be your focus for tomorrow, as we learned today. And just know that I'm grateful for you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you, Fran. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, guys. Nice to see you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.